I sit in my home, gazing out at the waters of the Mediterranean Sea, my heart filling with joy and tranquility. Blue beneath me, blue above. No longer do skyscrapers squeeze the sky into a small, distant patch hovering overhead. No more noise and commotion, tension and fear. No more stuffy suits that restrict my movement and ties that choke my breath. At long last, I'm in Israel, my homeland, which never ceased being my homeland, even after spending 33 years in the United States. I have returned to the familiar and beloved. I am surrounded by my family, my wife, my children, my grandchildren, and I hear mostly Hebrew spoken around me. Even when I was there, I always knew I would come back here. And although my stay there stretched out for many years, I always had a sense that it was temporary, even after 10, 20, or 30 years abroad. It's a typical Israeli summer morning, and I quickly put on shorts and a comfortable t-shirt, slip into my sandals, and head out for my daily walk along the sandy beach. I watch the waves tireless in their coming and going, advancing and retreating relentlessly, in a display of stubbornness that amazes me. Like them, a thought crosses my mind. I too have known advances and setbacks, and I didn't give up. I clung to my dream of becoming a diamond dealer because I wanted to move forward, to change my life and not get stuck in mediocrity and hopelessness. I trusted my own abilities and pushed ahead, but I also went through tough times. I experienced loneliness, want, and helplessness. I encountered wickedness and dishonesty, and I felt terrible fear, tension, despair, and burning rage. I could never have imagined how ruthless New York's epicenter for the gemstone and diamond trade could be. But now, sitting safe in my home in Israel, I want to share with you the story of my experiences in that vast city. What drives a person to leave his homeland and family, venturing into the unknown? What does he go through as a stranger in a foreign land? What keeps him there? How does it happen that a man with little formal education, without significant financial means, who doesn't speak English and barely knows anyone in New York, how does he manage to succeed against all odds?